The Tagalog word of the day is
pagiging magulang,
which means parenthood. Being a British Filipino can be a bit jokes, you know. So let's get into this week's chismis.
Hello, hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to Tutu Chismis. You have tuned into another episode. Happy Monday. And as always, it's your girl Giselle.
Your girl JT.
And Gian Lorraine.
Hello, Gian Lorraine.
Hello.
Hello, JD.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Giselle.
How is everyone today?
Good. I'm good.
You know, I'm good right now. I forgot that I had a very long day today.
Mm.
Oh, tell me about it.
Same. I've had a long night.
Yeah, a long day.
Crook eye, but it's okay.
But when you're in the studio, you forget about it.
Honestly.
Everything.
Best environment.
I know, man.
Big up, Chris.
We even just finished eating McDonald's, so check out that mukbang.
Delicious.
Oh my gosh, if we can get the flipping memory card out of my camera.
Oh!
Yes.
Had some technical difficulties, but it's okay, we move.
We keep moving.
Exactly.
As always.
Exactly. As always, there's always a solution to everything. And speaking of solutions.
Wow! I really like that. She dropped it. Tell us what we will be talking about today.
Today, we'll be talking about kind of parenthood and how our mums and dads are with us. And sort of kind of reflecting into our future selves and, God willing, when we become future parents, kind of stuff that we'd maybe do differently to our parents or stuff that we would do that they didn't. And just, today is not about, you know, cussing out our parents. It's just about reflecting, learning. Some people listening might be new parents and or parents to be. Does that make sense? Parents to be? Yeah. It's just a bit of a reflection for us. So hope you enjoyed this episode.
Cutie patootie.
Anyone want to go first?
I only have one thing really.
Go on.
I think I would do different to what my parents did. Or what specifically my mum did, because me and my dad have always been close anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
And because I'm the only girl, I'm daddy's girl, obviously.
Oh, love it.
But I think because my mum's military mum and she grew up with a military dad.
Oh.
So she's very strict. She's not really affectionate. She doesn't really like use words of affirmation. So she wouldn't use words like darling or my love or anak, like stuff like that.
Which, oi, Jen.
Yeah,
Jennifer.
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 Carito. Or my house name, which I'm not going to drop because.
Oh my god, what is it?
I'm not telling you.
I don't even know.
Tell us later.
Oh my gosh, we don't even know it.
I'll whisper in your ear.
Okay. Inday.
No.
Inday.
It's pangalatot.
Oh, okay. Oh, tell us later.
I will. I'll tell
you
later.
Oh, that's exciting.
I don't know. Do you have a Filipino name?
I do.
What is it?
If she drops hers and you drop yours, I'll drop mine.
I don't have one.
Oh.
It's just G.
I have two.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I have two. Obviously, these were more when I was younger, not really now.
Yeah.
One was gusgusing. Because I used
what
to,
does that mean?
It just means like messy. Because I always used
to.
That's so cute.
I was like a messy eater, and there's a lot of pics where I just have like just food on my face.
That's so cute.
That is cute.
So gusgusing. And the other one, I don't really know if this has a meaning or if it's just, you know, those Filipino names that just become a nickname. You have to say yours because this one's embarrassing.
Okay, fine.
Daisul. I don't know what the hell that means.
Daisul.
I don't know if it's, I don't think it's Bisaya. I don't know. I'm going to ask.
If you know what Daisul means,
please let me know. What the hell were they calling me? Who knows?
Do they still call you that?
No.
What do they call you now? Just Jiz? Sel?
Giselle. Or some of my like relatives just call me G as well. That's it really. Like, or Bunsok, because I'm the youngest, isn't it? That's it really.
Cute.
Yeah.
I just remembered one that I used to get called. Sungit.
Oh, I think everyone got that one.
Sungit.
Wait, what is it? What's the direct translation?
It's like, I don't even
just
know
like
what.
Just like always screw facing.
Yeah.
Like,
like moody.
Moody.
Yeah.
I'm not moody.
Do I really have to drop mine?
You do.
Yes.
So it's
kudangdang. kudang dang. What does that mean?
I have never heard that in your house.
It's pangkalatot. Because I will tell my mom to never ever say it.
Is it?
But they use it all the time.
Jennifer! That's what I hear in your house.
My nana uses it.
Say
my
it again.
Kudang dang.
Kudang dang.
Does it have a meaning or is it just a name?
It means little girl.
Oh, kudang that's a bit cute. Kudang dang.
That proper sounds Filipino.
Very, yeah. Wow. Very Filipino.
I'm surprised you lot haven't heard it, because my mom hardly ever calls me Jennifer.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
Okay, when people are around.
Yeah.
But, like, when it's just me and just the family.
Wow.
All I hear is, kudang dang!
Is it?
And I'm just like, brother.
Well, maybe if I've heard it, I wouldn't think it's a name.
Oh, what would you think
just
it
like
is?
Just like a phrase or something.
Yeah, a phrase. Or like...
Yeah, because my mum's always cussing me out, to be honest.
Or like a for fuck's sake type
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like... Neither like does Daisol. It doesn't really sound...
Hoi, Daisol.
Daisol sounds naughty, you know?
Do you think? Is it giving you naughty vibes?
Naughty.
It's giving me naughty vibes.
Beck. Maybe
little girl.
It might be. Little girl!
Not little anymore. Bloody hell. Wow.
So till this day.
That's so cute.
Yeah, till this day, they still call me.
Wow. No, I get G.
G. G. Jihan.
No.
Not even Jihan.
No.
Jihan.
Nothing. No, I meant no to Filipino accent.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
No,
oh.
Not really, you know.
Yeah, I've heard your mum call you Jihan.
Yeah.
Like your full name.
Jihan.
Yeah, darling.
Yeah, your mummy called.
Oh, that's so cute.
Wow, really said, mummy calls me. my mummy. Nay, nay.
Nay, nay.
No, mummy calls me baby sometimes.
That's nice. So you do that more, Jen.
Darling.
Like, call your future.
Yeah.
Like, more
no,
words.
I'd be more, like, affectionate, more emotional. Like, I'd want my kids to be more intact with their emotions and be able to feel comfortable to talk to me.
I agree with that one. Because my household is very... No emotions.
Nothing. Yeah,
no.
We've spoken about this in
no
the mental
nothing.
Health episode, if you want to check that out as well.
Literally.
So it's just
same.
Like, I want to be the one to break the cycle, because where my mum grew up with it, she obviously did not know how to deal with having
emotion.
To be
affectionate,
like all of that stuff. So I'm not an affectionate person, but that's what I want to give to my kids.
Same. Jian is very toshy.
Kiss.
I don't like. Please, for my children though, I will.
I kissed her neck.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'd do the same. Even like baby, just calling them baby and
yeah,
baba, anak.
Anak, you'd bebe. Call your baby anak?
Yeah, why not? They're my
That's
anak,
very
no?
That's cute. I don't think I'd use Tagalog.
But wouldn't you want them to know Tagalog words?
Yeah, but I wouldn't call them anak, I don't think.
I think it's so powerful. I don't know why.
Hoi, anak.
Honestly... It hits different when they call you anak. Because my mum's only ever called me that once.
Is it in an emotional circumstance? Yeah. I thought so.
Oh, like, oh, anak.
Yeah.
Okay, anak.
Yeah. And I see my sister calling my niece anak, and I'm just
is
like...
Is it? Look at her face.
Anak means my child, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like mine.
Oh, that's actually very cute.
It is proper.
I didn't think of that.
It's such a nice feeling, I feel like.
Anak.
Hey, knock.
Okay, that's a nice one, Jen.
I like that one. Oh, my gosh.
Did you guys get beat?
Yes.
When you were younger?
I think I got a bit, but not majorly.
Yeah, not majorly. I think small chinelas.
Yeah, I think chinelas, but
and
the hard, the hard chinelas, the hard one. Not the rubber, the hard.
I got palot all the time, bruv. My dad did not touch me at all. It was my mum. But hers was like, it wasn't palot, it was like kurut.
Oh, I hate kurut, bruv.
I hate kurut till this day. Kurut is pinch. I hate pinches till this day, you know.
Kurut is not nice. Not
it's
nice.
True.
And like, the pull of the baby hairs.
Oh my god!
I never had that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. My Lola would tap my head.
Flick it.
Like
Mr. Kim when they're just like...
Yeah, kind of... It's not a flick. It's like... I don't know. It's kind of like this.
Like a heavy push.
Yeah, like a heavy...
Ow!
Yeah.
Don't do that again.
Ow!
Huh?
Yeah.
That's such a Lolo thing to do. Because they're not going to hit you, but they're not going to like not...
Yeah, just small.
A push.
Yeah.
That's kind of... That's jokes.
Would you beat your kids then?
I wouldn't beat.
You know when you feel like a child is being so naughty, I would want to swing them around.
Shake them up.
Obviously, we're not going to do that.
I don't think I would, though.
I don't think I would either. Maybe I'd, like, shook them up a little bit. Sorry, Jen.
Punching bag. Oh my God, Jen.
I'm actually not taking all of it.
Small kiss again. Kiss again.
Not thank no. you. Not on the neck. Not on the neck, please. On. Yeah. Okay. That's okay.
I hope you guys heard that.
I'm sure the mic picked it up. That is joke.
Yeah. Okay. Would I beat my kids? I would. I feel like I would want to, but I would. I wouldn't want to.
Yeah. No. Nah. And I just feel like with kids, you have to just really communicate with them and just really talk to them at eye level, help them understand.
Sis said, "Eye level, you know, she's experience."
Come on, no. Yeah, obviously, I've like babysat. I've babysat a lot of like relatives and stuff.
And
so
you're in primary school as well.
And exactly, primary school and like my niece now. Mm. So it's just like, yeah, over the years where I've really been working with kids, like, yeah, you really just like, there's no point shouting at them or like showing anger. There's actually no point because they're just gonna not
listen.
Exactly,
they react way worse.
Exactly, or they get scared, which is another thing that actually reminds me. I feel like growing up, my mum would instill a lot of fear on certain things, which I hope I never do.
Breathing in and out right now because yes, even till this day, man.
Literally the fear, like no boyfriend, or I'm gonna send you to Philippines. Finish uni, and then maybe after uni you can have a boyfriend. If you get pregnant, you're going to Philippines.
Really writing your lifeline.
My goodness. Wow. And it's just like, wow, like she instilled so much fear. It's just like, I maneuvered in a certain way because of that. And it's just like, I wouldn't want that.
The thing is, you end up feeling like, obviously you still respect them, but you don't feel like you respect them, you fear them.
Exactly.
Like you're not doing things out of respect, you're doing things out of fear.
And like consequences. Because they made it clear, if you do this, there's going to be a consequence, which was like, literally.
Because I'm thinking, I have 2 points in my head that triggered me from
that.
So you mentioned fear. And when you said fear, I was thinking, wow, yes. I have a story time. There was one time I wanted to run, and this was the first time I wanted to go for a run by myself. And I was really, 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 really excited. And then I was like, all right, bye, mom. I went, cool. I ran back because I needed to quickly do a poo. Because I can't have poo in my bum when I'm running.
Bam, it'll come out as you run.
So I came. That was actually unnecessary. But I came back. I was like, all right, hi, mom. And then I was like, okay, bye, mom, for real now. And then she goes, oh, be careful. Okay, I didn't want to put that in a Filipino accent. But she said, oh, be careful. Someone might grab you.
Oh, my God.
And I was just like,
thanks for that.
I literally stood at my door for the longest time, and I was like, I don't want to run anymore. So I went to my room, sulked a little bit, and then she clocked that I was still at home. She was like, oh, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And she was just, and I was just like, why did you say that? Like, why would you put fear? I literally, like, why would you put fear in me like that?
Yeah.
I told her, I don't mind if you say,
Be careful, watch out for your surroundings. Yeah.
But to say, yeah, you're going to get grabbed, like, obviously, mum, I know the dangers of the outside, but, like, say the words better. I know your intentions as well.
Yeah, of course, they were pure,
and
but
it's not
just
like I'm young. Like, I'm old enough to know all these things.
Yeah, oh, I hate that.
So if I was a parent, I would obviously tell my child to be careful. But my child will already know to be careful anyway.
I feel like, as well, I'd want to teach my kids about, like, road safety and, like, being street smart.
Street smart,
because
for
us, I think that's just something we developed and learnt from surroundings, from friends.
Brother, we're from East London. Exactly. Do you know where we're from, cuz?
So it's like, obviously, our parents didn't teach us that as such, but it's just something that I'd want to make sure. Because my mom, I don't know, does she think I'm just going to run anyhow on the street, walk anyhow, like... Every time she's like, be careful, don't talk to strangers. I'm just like...
Or put your bag closer to you, your make zip sure the in zip the front.
You know about the zip.
The zip at the front. It's just like...
Did you not like...
If anyone runs up on me, mum, just know I'm on crud, innit?
Pardon?
On crud.
She's on what?
I'm on crud, my dog.
Jesus Christ.
If you'd like to know more about British slang, please refer back to the last few episodes.
A couple of few episodes, yes. British slang, yes.
But you guys know what I mean?
100%. Yeah. And it's annoying as well, yeah, because, like, on top of that, with my mum, it's like, say I'm going work, she'll let me go, whatever. If I'm doing, like, going auntie's house, fine. It's whenever it's something social, whenever it's something that I want to go out for, suddenly there's so many dangers that she wants to remind me of. But then me going to work is as dangerous as me just going out.
Like, because you're literally leaving the
exactly.
house.
There's dangers, like, everywhere. You just have to be wary and be careful of your surroundings. But it's just like, whenever it suits them, they want to scare me. And then when they're fine with it, it's nothing. Jarring.
At our big age, like, we really know to be careful as well.
I even drive. My mum didn't even drive.
For real, I drive everywhere.
So
you think anyone can come up to my car?
Literally. And guys, if you're driving, make sure you lock your cars.
I know.
If you're parked up, lock your cars.
Just told me this one, you know.
Because literally,
I always forget.
Anyone could just... This is true though. Anyone can just open a back seat for a traffic light. So that is one thing to actually make sure that you do.
Yes, thank you, Jizz.
Yes, you're welcome.
For that one.
What was the other thing for you that pops into your head?
Mate,
do you remember now?
No, I forgot now. It might come back later. Sorry, guys.
Oh, one thing that I would do that my mum just... I wouldn't say she didn't do it. It's just maybe not... enough. I want my kids to just do like every extracurricular activity under the sun.
Oh my gosh,
that was one of my situations. Yeah,
because I feel like with me, my mum, she didn't like, she pushed me, but not really. It's just like, if you want to go, go. If you don't, don't.
What extracurricular did you do when you were younger? I can't even think.
I'm trying to think. Even like primary, even as young,
like
as
every
anything
and everything.
I feel like for me, it was more in secondary school where I'd want to do, you know, like interform and just doing stuff like that, extra stuff. My mum would just sort of be like, oh, but it's getting late and it's dark, like if it was winter. So why do you want to stay back? Like even just like rounder, softball, badminton, stuff like little sporty stuff like that. I remember I did sewing in primary school.
Aww.
Or knitting, not sewing.
That
knitting.
Is so cute.
I did knitting and yeah, just like even stuff like dance, ballet, piano, stuff like that. Like I touched it a bit, but not...
Is it piano?
Yeah, well, so my brother was learning, so he taught me.
Aww.
So it wasn't, yeah, do you know what I mean? But I actually like just want to push, yeah, my kids to just do everything.
That's
and then they know what they like, innit?
Exactly.
That's so true.
That was literally like what I was going to touch on as well. Because like, remember when I was telling you guys when I wanted to do the dance show? And my mum said no to not do it because she can't bother to come and pick me up at this time. And I'm just like, wow, you not support me?
Literally. And then all you wanted to do was dance.
Literally. And then that is it. I couldn't be bothered anymore. I was so put off by it. That I was just like, nah.
Yeah. And I know it's because partially maybe because they didn't have those things around maybe.
Which is weird because when you think of Philippines, like they're always fucking dancing and singing.
Yeah,
they always have shows and extracurricular and so
it's
confusing a bit.
It is a bit confusing. Yeah. But then I feel like in Philippines, those things are embedded in the curriculum.
Oh,
it's not extra. Because I feel like, okay, obviously I didn't go to school there, so I don't know like for fact, but... Like, I'm sure they do, like, you know, like, dance and... Because I know, like, my niece in Philippines, she does, like, little shows and international things. But I feel like because it's part of the curriculum, whereas for us, it's extra.
Extra stuff.
So then they see it as, like, why are you doing this extra thing? I think maybe. Oh, my God, sorry. This reminds me, side note, yeah. I think we all must have been really, really tired, yeah? In one episode, Sam remind... Like, I thought about it and then she reminded me because she was laughing. In an episode, I said my dad came to London in 1924. Did you lot not deep that?
Bloody hell.
1924.
How old is your father?
I meant to say 1974.
Do you know how
off that was?
Do you know how many years that is?
That was before World War II, mate.
You must have been tired, boy.
I literally jumbled all my numbers because I was doing my insurance the other day and I inputted that again and then the thing kept saying like, no, what the fuck? It didn't say no, what the fuck? And then Sam must have actually told me and I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. But yeah, just in case. Just in case you've heard it and you're thinking, what the fuck? But yeah. Anyway.
Moving back to our situation. With me, I managed to do some stuff.
I feel like you did,
I did. Well, my mum forced me to do piano. I didn't really want to. It was by force. There were times that I'd want to stop and she'll be like, no. So it was really such a drag for me to do. I remember hating it. Dance, she let me do a bit, but then when I got to do like loads of training, etc., so I had a lot of performances, that's when she was like, yeah, you need to relax. And it's just yeah. So it's just like, you force me to do something I don't want, and then you stop me from doing something that I want.
When you put it like that.
Yeah, innit? So it's just true. Like, who wins?
Nobody, honestly.
Who wins?
You just want the encouragement from them, really.
Yeah. That is actually so true.
To actually know that they support you, kind of thing.
Yeah. I feel like with my parents as well, they're not, they don't do words of affirmation. So that within itself is like already a blockage. And then I do this great thing or whatever I do, and it's like they don't even know how to express the well done, I'm proud of you, and stuff like that.
Yeah. It would be nice though.
It would, you know.
Yeah, so I guess words of affirmation we're definitely going to be using when we...
And like encouragement.
Mini, yeah.
Our mini us.
Definitely. You guys know I'm always preaching and speaking out loud, all these positive stuff. Of course I'm going to instill that.
Honestly.
Into my 6 children. Putting
Football
it out there.
Team.
Putting Sick. It out there in the universe that I would like 4 minimum. And 6 maximum.
4 is the minimum. 4 is my maximum.
4 minimum.
Bloody hell.
Would you have a big people carrier or 2 cars?
One parent in one car, the other parent in the other.
I don't know.
Because 6 and then plus like the parent, 7, 8.
Minivan, that's what
minivan.
You need.
Minivan.
Minivan.
Minibus, minivan.
This far. I just wanted 6 kids. You know, like cheaper by the dozen.
I love that movie.
I love that movie. It just looks lit.
It does. It looks so fun.
I've watched that movie so many times, so...
It does look lit, I'm not going to lie.
You want a big family?
I think like 4...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
4 is my max.
Because it's me and my brother, and I've... Not that it's boring. It's boring.
Not that it's boring, but it's boring.
How's 3? Because... I like the idea of 3, but it's odd. I'm like, I don't want odd.
I don't want odd either.
When one used to piss me off, I used to go to the other. Simple.
Makes sense.
That does make sense. Yeah. Especially as middle child, you got like the up and the down.
Yeah. It was usually Josh. So.
Which one would piss you off?
Josh. No, because Josh knows exactly how to push my buttons.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that
goes to Jeff.
That's true. I'm 6. I'm 1 of 6.
Yeah, I know you have big family.
I just never lived with everyone at one time. Yeah.
How's been the youngest?
Bonso. It's cute, you know. I'm not gonna lie.
She gets all the fucking benefits.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. Cause obviously, where my parents, they've had their 2 kids. It's like I'm really the last one.
The last.
So it's like. They've learned all these things from, the other kids and stuff. Not other kids. I didn't mean it like that. But, yeah, they've learned things. And so I feel like, especially with my dad, like, me and my dad proper get along like you. Yeah. So it's just, like, I feel like my dad especially has come to this understanding of just having a relationship with his kids and stuff. Because, my dad's proper easy to talk to. Like, I can joke around, banter with him. Obviously not too much because he might have a heart attack, but... Might stress him out, but it's fun, and then everyone's all like, "Yeah, bonsoir, yeah, hugs," and I'm just like, "Yeah,
give me all the love."
It's cute, but it can be annoying sometimes.
Bonsoir,
but it's cute. It's 6 is cute. It's cute. I can't imagine having it at one time, but I'm sure it would be cute
vagina.
In one household.
Will you do one after the other, or will you do
how many
age
is that?
Gaps?
You said, bah, 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 bah.
She really just said pop, all of them out. You know, as soon as you give birth to one, you have to start again.
Basically.
Start trying again. If you want to do
This girl's going to be like breastfeeding one, growing another, one's coming out.
And then you have 2, you're breastfeeding 2 while you're pregnant. Jesus Christ.
How fun.
Fun.
How
I pee your vagina.
Reach the floor.
You guys know I love family stuff. I watch Doody's life every day. I love watching family vlogs.
It is cute.
Love watching family vlogs. I don't know why.
Can't wait for that. Have you thought of your team?
My what? Oh, I forgot to think about it. Yeah. I forgot to think about it.
What about stuff that your parents do that you're going to do?
Cook all the time. Would you? I feel like Filipino parents kind of spoil their kids as well in terms of, well, at the, maybe not now, but like at the start or maybe adolescence, like just general housework. I had chores, but like not intense chores.
Not strictly.
Yeah.
I think they're very acts of service. So
yeah. They are.
Laundry and that.
Yeah.
Cleaning and that.
I think for me, I'd want to have more of a balance than what I had. Because I feel...
What do you mean?
So, like, growing up, I feel like I was fairly spoon-fed.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of laundry and, like, dinners made for me and, like... like, household chores. But then for me, like... Yeah, growing up, those are stuff that I realised just I found important to do, so I then do it more myself. Mm. So she didn't ask me, but I just felt, nah, I should be doing these things. I need to do these things.
Sorry, I'm gonna fart. Okay.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Might smell. McDonald's, but yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you for that.
But yeah, I feel like as a future parent, I'd want... Does it smell? I can't smell it just yet.
Sorry, okay. Keep going.
Jen always gets it. You need...
Keep going, Jen.
Fuck you, huh?
Sorry.
Oh, I probably can't. Oh, good.
Lucky you.
Lucky you.
But, you know, I'd want a bit more of a balance. Like, I'd want to... Not assign, but maybe have a little... schedule thing, timetable, like take
turns
and stuff.
That's so cute. You're such an organized human being.
I'd want that for my kids. What about you guys?
Yeah man.
You do it, mum.
I don't like cooking, so you're fucking cooking, bro.
Your kids are gonna be cooking for you.
At 5 years old, you better be fucking cooking. Oh, hey, there's people on
making steak in it.
There's little kids on fucking MasterChef. What makes you think matcha pun?
So you're gonna birth a MasterChef? Yeah.
Prodigy.
Okay, I'm chatting shit. I think it'll be good as well to teach them from young. From watching Judy's life, they proper wash the dishes and clean the fucking kitchen and everything.
They enjoy doing it as
well. They enjoy doing it.
Yeah, I'd want them to make
to enjoy it
and not it be a chore.
That's me. It's a little bit of a chore for me. I mean, I have to be in the mood.
For me to
like clean my room, yay! But other times, actually, I like washing the dishes.
Do you?
No, I love washing the dishes.
I don't mind. It's okay.
I don't mind cleaning the kitchen.
I like hoovering.
Stuff. Oh, I love mopping.
Mopping's kind of fun.
I love mopping.
Mopping's a bit fun.
When I have to mop for work as well, I'm just I want to mop. Let me mop.
Let me do it.
Let me do it. Pick and they're like, what the fuck?
Janitor vibes.
What the
fuck? Why is she so eager to mop?
Literally, yeah. No, balance.
Balance.
Like, balance.
There has to be, man. Because, I mean, I remember in sixth form, so where I studied geography, we went on like a 5-day trip and we got thrown in the river, not literally. So there was one time where we were in, I think there was like six of us in a bedroom, so it was three bunk beds. And obviously they laid the duvet and stuff and we had to make our beds. And there was this one girl and like she didn't really know how to make her bed simply because her mum sort of did it for her. And then for me, I was just like, whoa.
I thought I was spoon-fed.
Thought I was spoon-fed too. And that opened my eyes.
Oh.
So I would never want my child to be like that at any age because... We were away, you know, we were with our teachers, our peers, no parents, no cousin. And, it, you know, I was just a bit like...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Shocked.
That was
quite shocking for me. So I'd never want that.
I take it back. We're not spoon fed, bruv. Look at me. I'm enjoying washing the dishes, mopping the floor. I think always do my
bit. Certain aspects, like Filipinos are.
Yeah.
I think for me, touching on that, I would make sure that my kids know about equality because...
In terms of?
Housework. Because growing up, everything was always, but you're the girl. Oh. Bye-bye, Ika. And I'm just like, bro, like, why am I hoovering, mopping, washing the dishes, doing my laundry when I have two fucking brothers who are sitting there just on their computer, on their phone, but you're a girl. You need to do this when you're older. I'm just like, but these two are, like, what? Are they just going to sit on the sofa?
They're going to be useless husbands.
Like,
that's true, you know. Okay,
that's
no,
a good
brother,
one.
Oh, that's so true, you know.
Everything was always, but, babaika. But you're a girl. You're going to be a wife one day. And it's just like, bro, like, equality. We're in the 21st century, like.
2020, you know.
That's a really good one. That's
really
so true, you know.
Wow.
I didn't think about
very
that.
Good
has
point.
To be equal.
That's so true.
Can't be doing no discrimination in the yard, you know. I don't want my kids to ever be like, oh, but so and so, like, but Koya is, and I'm, no, everyone's the same in the yard, like.
And stuff like that sometimes translates in relationships.
I was gonna say the same thing. I was about to start singing. Let me cater to you, because maybe this is your day.
We cater for each other.
Yeah, it's so true, you know.
That's so true, man.
That's how you get mummy's boys and stuff.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's so true.
That's so true.
Because then it's like, they're not even looking for a girlfriend. They're looking for another mum.
Oh, my gosh. True. I saw a fucking TikTok, where there was a Filipino girl, and she was like, oh, I've had this Filipino boyfriend for 3 months. I've been a mum for 3 months. And I said, stop.
See?
Nah. Stop. Not on, mate. Not on.
But that, I feel like that's what Filipino mums do with their sons, though.
A little bit.
Proper, like, you're my baby boy. Yeah. Like, let me protect you at all costs. Yeah. Like, let me do everything for you.
Yeah.
That is quite true.
And then, like, they won't tell them off either. My mum would, like, tell me to tell him off. I'm like, that's your son, bro.
That's your son. That is so true.
But he'll listen to you. Go tell your boy.
Wow, yeah, man.
Wow.
That can't run. Yeah. No.
Always.
A mummy's boy. Are you mad?
You don't do no mummy's boys around here.
That is so funny.
Chris, are you mummy's boy?
Sometimes.
I'm going to ask all my Filipino boy mates.
Are you mummy's boy?
Are you a mummy's boy?
Wow.
I feel like they probably are.
Probably.
I don't think Louis is, though. My brother, sorry.
Do you think he's, like, pretty balanced with things?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. What about Glenn?
I think sometimes he can be.
Mummy's boy.
Sometimes. But not... I feel like my mummy's him. Not that he's like that.
Oh, okay. Like, if she just likes doing it for
him. Yeah, because sometimes she'd do, like, some stuff for him and she wouldn't do it for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, obviously not... I wouldn't say my brother is a mummy's boy, but she does...
Small.
Yeah, small here and there.
But do you know what? I think it's because they know that, like, because we're women or girls.
We are strong.
Yeah, like, we're more capable.
True. We are capable. Filipino, independent woman.
So she's just like, you know what? I'm not even going to bother with Giselle because she can do it.
Sometimes that's actually true. That's a good point.
Yeah. I like that point, in fact. Yeah. I am strong and I am
but both
capable.
Of them be strong. Boy and girl.
Boy and girl.
But it's just nice to hear. Like, just tell me then.
Tell me.
Tell me I'm good at it.
That's true. It's okay. Words of affirmation when we have children.
Yeah, man. That is so true.
Big that up
for real. I'm excited, man. You guys know I have baby fever 25-8, in fact.
Honestly, 25-8 for you.
Man.
That's so true.
I just love babies. I can't wait. And I feel like I'll be such a fun mom. I'd want to do everything. What? Disneyland. Midea. You stay at home. Midea.
No, you stay
out. I'm going.
I'm going, yeah.
I'm going on the rides. You are not up to the height, so you stay here.
Jokes. Imagine they're your height.
I know they're going to be fucking taller than me, cuz.
That is so jokes.
Oh my gosh, I love that. What kind of mom do you think you'll be, Jen? Oi.
Oi.
I think I'm going to be low-key strict as well. I can't lie.
Do you think?
Yeah. I feel like I'm a fun mom. Strict mom?
Yeah. Strict mom, but still loving.
Loving.
And I'd be the one that, oh, don't tell your dad. Okay, I'll keep it secret. That one.
I think I'd be the keep secret.
Yeah.
You know, I think that, yeah. But I would tell my partner everything.
Because that's your husband.
I know.
It's true at the same time.
Sometimes I forget that my mum is actually married to this man. They're actually in a relationship.
Okay, yeah, that does make sense. But I feel like if your child has come to you in confidence.
Yeah.
Uncertain.
It doesn't want to go to your dad.
Yeah.
Then you have to just.
Okay.
Maybe hold it.
Yeah.
But if you feel like it's appropriate to tell your husband.
I think I'd do a, don't tell them I told you, but this is what's happening.
I feel like that would be me, at the same time as the smirk,
the kid trusts me in it, so don't break that.
You better,
but I trust you too because you're my husband.
Don't say nothing.
Low key,
like,
I'll be exactly the same. That's my partner, you know.
See, I think I'd be a balanced mom though.
Yeah,
balance.
I was gonna say, I feel like you would be in between me and
yeah, Jen. Like fun but serious.
I'm so strict. Yeah,
we do. Yeah, no.
Yeah. I'll be strict.
In some situations, you have to be.
Yeah.
With kids though, because they'll just be silly.
Listen, I'll pattern them. They will know Wagwan for real.
I can't imagine you being strict.
Is it? No, you should see me with my young people.
Oh yeah, and your NCS people, that's true.
Every time I work with them, is my voice not gone?
Oh. That's so true.
I'm going to work with them on Saturday.
Stop letting Gian's voice go!
Exactly.
Behave!
Say it again.
That is so true.
Yeah.
So true.
I love this episode.
Every episode.
I just love it. Oh my gosh, that was the best episode ever.
Look at that.
We hope you guys loved it too.
Let us know in the comments below or DM us what kind of parent you would be.
Or if you are a parent, what did you think you were going to be and what are you now? Because
that would be interesting, isn't it? Yeah.
This would be interesting for us when we become parents.
To listen.
Boy.
I know. So exciting.
This girl's
so
saying exciting. Six kids.
We shall see. Yeah, I'm saying it. If one of these two ever fall pregnant before me, because it's not gonna be me first. I'm joining in, bruv.
You next, yeah.
They can't be pregnant without me. We all have to be pregnant together, every opportunity you have to be.
Yeah, so our kids are in the same year.
Yeah, exactly. Have fun.
Oh. That is so cute.
And then
cute.
They can have their own mini podcast.
That is so
Hello,
cute.
Welcome to Tease Me.
Junior!
Oh my gosh, like fucking Disney Junior, bruv.
That's so cute.
CBBC and CBeebies, bruv.
That's actually so cute.
So we actually have to fall pregnant at the same time. You guys as well. I'll let you know, yeah, when I'm pregnant. And then you have to be pregnant as well.
She's going to drop the date down below.
Yeah.
And then they will listen to this podcast.
And then fall pregnant. You might as well do baby making whilst this episode is running.
Pardon? No baby making while you're listening to this podcast.
And my voice is butters, bro. Not to this voice.
Okay, and calm down.
Let's center back.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Anything else?
Yeah, we just hope you learned a couple things.
That was all our opinions, by the way. So yes. Don't come for us, please. If you don't disagree or you agree, you know. Yeah. Please. Liz. Anyways, happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Bye.
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 You've reached the end of another episode with your favourite chismosas. If you're eager to learn more about us and the culture, find us at 22chismis on all platforms.